Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By mere Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere Mr. Shane. So kiss me and say you understand. That was By Mere Bistu Shane from 1938 with Adrian Rollini and friends. Adrian, of course, doing some lovely work on the vibraphone. Nice trumpet from Bobby Hackett. And that was some stellar drumming from Buddy Rich. Sonny Shiloh provided the lyrics to that fine jazz standard, which was written by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, Jacob Jacobs, and Shalom Secunda. I opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have some fine singers for you. We have some small groups with great musicians, and we have some larger orchestras also with wonderful musicians. And we've got all three of those different sorts of arrangements in our next set, and we're going to go to the year 1950 to a particularly nice pianist, Eddie Heywood. made many, many recordings for the independent jazz labels and often joined Billie Holiday. He accompanied her on many recordings in the 1940s. This is 1950 for the Columbia label. Eddie and friends are going to bring us an Irving Berlin classic, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. And we'll hear some fine piano from Eddie on that one. Next, we're going to go to a lovely lady who's often featured on the show and one of the nicest voices around at the time, and that belonged to Helen Forrest. She started out in the late 30s and with the band of Artie Shaw, moved on to Benny Goodman. And we're going to hear her from 1944 when she was singing with the orchestra led by Harry James, he of the distinctive trumpet. And we'll hear both Helen's lovely voice and Harry James' trumpet along with his orchestra on this one. Walter Donaldson wrote the tune and it's called It's Been So Long. And then another small group. This one led by Eddie Condon, the great guitarist and entrepreneur. He did so much to bring these groups together, and he had a nightclub for many years in the 1940s and 50s where they played. This is from 1943. I imagine it's for the Commodore label, and it features a fine lineup. Max Kaminski on trumpet, Brad Gowans, trombone, Pee Wee Russell is going to bring his very distinctive clarinet. Piano from Joe Bushkin, Eddie, of course, on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Tony Spargo is bringing us the drum work on this one. Sidney Easton wrote the song, and it's called Tell 'em About Me. And we'll start with Eddie Haywood, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. And we're listening today to some very fine singers and musicians, as we do most Sunday mornings. Well, every Sunday morning. And today is no exception. We've just been listening to Eddie Condon and his friends with a number from 1943 called Tell 'Em About Me, written by Sidney Easton. And amongst the very fine lineup, I must say that was a very fine piano solo by Joe Bushkin, one of the great session musicians of the day, one of the many, very talented. Before that, Harry James with his unmistakable trumpet and his orchestra, and the delightful voice of Helen Forrest with a Walter Donaldson number, It's Been So Long, and that was from 1944. And we started out with Eddie Haywood. Sounded like a piano trio. Eddie's always lovely to listen to. And a very apt tune there. A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Well, Eddie certainly brought us a lovely melody, and that's from 1950. Well, so far today we've heard from some pretty fine trumpeters, and we're going to carry right on in that vein with our next set. And we've got three trumpeters coming up, all rather different in style, but all having their talent in common, and that was significant. From 1957, we'll start off the set with Jonah Jones. And in the 50s, he started to play with a small quartet, and it's very mellow jazz, and Jonah frequently sang on these tracks. The one we'll hear this morning is with the quartet. I don't think we have a vocal on this one, but we will have some lovely trumpet. Jonah, one of the great trumpeters. He could do hot, he could do mellow, always or lovely to listen to, and he always sounded like he was enjoying himself. The song's written by Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke, I Can't Get Started. Then back to 1953, to another of the great trumpeters. The beautiful tone, very mellow sound, and that's Chet Baker. We're going to hear him with his quartet featuring the piano of Russ Freeman, and I believe the song is actually written by Russ Freeman as well. These were recorded for the Pacific Jazz label. The year is 1953, and the song is called Band-Aid. And then back to a classic, 1928. Perhaps the most famous trumpeter of the 20th century has got to be Louis Armstrong. And he started out in the 20s and had a number of groups, in particular groups called his Hot Five and his Hot Seven. Well, we're going to hear him with his Hot Five. And that's Louis Armstrong on trumpet and, I believe, on vocal. Jimmy Strong on clarinet. Fred Robinson, trombone. Mansi Carr on banjo. Earl Hines on piano. And Zutty Singleton on drums. The song is written by Joe Oliver. And it is West End Blues. And we'll start with Jonah Jones, I Can't Get Started. Thank you. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we've just been listening to one of the jazz classics of all time. I was just noticing it was recorded 90 years ago. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with West End Blues. Fantastic. Before that, Chet Baker with that beautiful tone, along with Russ Freeman on piano. Band-Aid, they brought us from 1953. And they're always welcome on I've Heard That Song Before, Jonah Jones. There's some lovely mellow jazz from 1957, along with his quartet. And I Can't Get Started.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Hey, CHO family, we need your help. CHO is launching a GoFundMe in order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you. Our GoFundMe will be shared on our CHUO.fm website, as well as all our CHUO social media platforms. So make sure you check it out. And remember, no donation is a small donation. To learn more about our GoFundMe, check out our website, CHUO.fm. Thanks for supporting our family.
Get lost in the sonic adventure of Raiders of the Lost Ark, Thursday afternoons at 4, here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Get into the groove with a deep set of hip-hop, funk, soul, reggae, and anything else to make you sway. Let Gerald's expertise behind the turntable get you through the hardest part of the workday with Raiders of the Lost Ark, Thursday afternoons at 4 or anytime on demand at chuo.fm.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we're going to move on to another very famous band leader, and that is the great Duke Ellington. We'll hear him from 1941 with a song written by U.B. Blake and Charles Lawlor called The Sidewalks of New York. Duke Ellington from 1941 with The Sidewalks of New York. Well, our next performer is one of the most well-known and famous and respected in the music community of the 20th century, and I have to say that's Miles Davis, a wonderful trumpeter, had a career that spanned decades, and we're going to hear him from the earlier days for him, later for us. It's 1953, and he is joining us with the number When Lights Are Low. Written by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams, this is found on the Miles Davis album My Best Songs, and it is a beautiful rendition of this lovely tune. Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet. He's accompanied by John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Following Miles Davis, we'll go to 1962, to Doris Day. As I featured in programs a little while back, she recorded an album in 1962 with pianist and conductor André Previn. And it was called Duet, and that's what it is. It is a beautiful example of her fine voice and his superb piano playing. They're going to bring us this morning a number written by Guy Wood and Robert Mellon called My One and Only Love. And then we'll go back to 1955 to the orchestra led by Woody Herman, who at this point is making lots of recordings for the Capitol label. Woody, of course, started out with the Isham Jones Orchestra, as I've mentioned before several times. He took over the band when Isham retired, and he led it on to greater glory through various incarnations. It was a very well-respected band. We will hear Woody himself on this one, not doing a vocal as he occasionally does, but playing a marvelous alto sax on this one, which is a Rodgers and Hart number called Where or When. Three more tunes, and we will hear first from Miles Davis and Friends, When Lights Are Low.
the very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor. Shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender.
Thank you. Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some wonderful songs from days gone by. We just heard from Woody Herman, one of the many recordings he made for the Capitol label. This one in 1955, Where or When, from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Before that, we heard Doris Day and André Previn from their duet album recorded in 1962, My One and Only Love. And we started out with Miles Davis, one of the songs from his album My Best Songs, When Lights Are Low, written by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams. And Miles recorded that in 1953. Well, we're going to go now to 1935 and to the band that is credited with pretty well starting off the swing era, and that is the band led by Benny Goodman, one of the great jazz clarinetists. And he led a wonderful band as well, and shot to fame in 1935, the famous performance at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles. Well, they went on from strength to strength, and shortly after they started up, they were joined by a former band leader. Well, he was also a current band leader, and arranger Fletcher Henderson. And together, Benny Goodman and Fletcher Henderson put together some wonderful pieces. I guess, I don't know, you could say they've defined swing, but certainly if you hear a Fletcher Henderson arrangement played by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, it certainly typifies the sound of the era. And that's what we're going to hear coming up next. One of the nicest examples, I like to think. The song is called When Buddha Smiles, and it's written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Reed. It was arranged by Fletcher Henderson and Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Recorded it in 1935. And as I said, wonderful example of the Goodman-Henderson art. you've just been listening to Benny Goodman with When Buddha Smiles. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and do please stay with us because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning, and we'll be listening to Mel Torme, that gorgeous voice from 1955. He's going to be bringing us a beautiful Rodgers and Hart piece. Isn't it romantic? Here's Mel Torme.
I've never met you, yet never doubt, dear. I can't forget you, I've thought you out, dear. I know your profile, and I know the way you kiss. Just the thing I miss on a night like this. If dreams are made of imagination, I'm not afraid of my own creation. With all my heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake. Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Oh, in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love. Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you think that we could fall?